Drivers are questioning the legality of the directive issued by Major General Kon John Accord, director of South Sudan's Traffic Police. Both local and foreign drivers say the new directive, once implemented, brings increased fees and some delays and the risk of bribery. According to the order issued on January 4th, all drivers' license files now must be submitted to the Director for National Traffic for final approval. South Sudan's 2003 Traffic Act speculates that driving licenses are issued and renewed upon payment of prescribed fees, with a validity period of 5 years for nationals and 1 year for foreigners. Mashiri Namzol, a Ugandan driver working in South Sudan for the past 5 years, says the six-month permit validity for foreigners is problematic.
It has disorganized our budget again. Something we've been planning for 12 months, now it's 6 months, which is totally not fair. For real, it will affect us. Because now, as for now, foreign drivers, their license, they are reading, they are expiring next year, 1 year ahead. Now, when you come and tell someone that your license is almost to expire 6 months, when it's indicating on it a year, someone will automatically say that you're cheating. Do not trust you.
Garang Abraham Malek, South Sudanese driver, questions the legality of the regulation.
What legal process did the traffic head take before issuing this? Because issues to do with money, issues to do with circulars are supposed to be passed through parliament or through maybe the cabinet. But it seems that the guy just walked up and issued this to make money for his department. So I'm really, really very disappointed. And I wish the concerned authorities could pick this up.
Another Juba resident, Bulen Alexander, says the new directive adds burdens to South Sudanese who are already overtaxed.
The renewal is not just free, it is with money. Others tell me that I should pay 200 SSP. Others say if I want urgently, then I have to 300,000 South Sudanese pound. And with that, I think reducing to one year for nationals and 6 months for the foreigners, it is going to be tough.
Advocate Philip Anyang-Yong says the Traffic Act of 2003 explicitly provides for a 5 year validity for driving license.
One thing that is not very clear is where does the general, the director of traffic, gets the mandate or the legal basis to give orders on what should be done in regards to permits or driving permits. The law is very clear. Traffic Act 2003 is something that is what we're using now in South Sudan. That law clearly states under Section 35 that the validity of a driving permit should be 5 years.
Nyok urges drivers to challenge the directive through legal channels, including petitions to the Minister of Interior and the Minister of Justice.
Every other person has a right to sue anybody that, if she feels aggrieved, the administrative measures will be first taken. This thing be petitioned, the IGP petition, the Minister of Interior be petitioned. If nothing happens, then the Minister of Justice is onboarded.
Colonel John Kasara Kongnial, the spokesperson for the South Sudan National Police Service, clarified the directive's intent.
In reference to the Traffic Act of 2003, Chapter 4, Section 31(4), it is clearly articulated that driving license shall be valid until the expiry, at which point they must be renewed upon presentation to the licensing authority along with the requisite fee. The renewal process is critical not only for legal driving privileges, but also for the safety and regulation within the transport sector.
As the controversy continues, some drivers are calling for a review of the directive and staying with the South Sudan's existing Traffic Act. For VOA News, I am Sheila Aponi, reporting from Juba.